Kyle and Kevin.
Best buds forever. Broadcasting all day. They're clever. Talking about the wicked case. Nothing could sever. Boston Sports and WWE. It's now or never. Two wicked dudes. Spreading peace and love. Talking about their passions. Rising above. From the Red Sox to the Celtics. Their hearts fly like a dove. And when it comes to wrestling, they can't get enough. Let's get.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this week's episode of the Wicked Case Podcast. I'm your host, Cool Kyle. With me, as always, Rev Gav. Rev, what's going on, my boy?
This is going to be our shortest episode ever.
Let's do it, then.
Ever.
Let's get it out of the way.
First off, how are you?
Good.
Your nerves down from Game 7?
I was crapping my pants.
Oh, you know, nothing like a good Game 7. I told you this game, this series was going 7. I knew it was.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm optimistic that it's going to be 5, but it's ultimately going to go 7.
Yeah.
And you even said the same thing. That Saturday after Game 4, I'll see you next Saturday. I was like, God, I hope not. And then in my head, I was like, no, I'll see you next Saturday.
Yeah, probably.
So, what we're talking about, Stanley Cup playoffs. First things first, though. First things first. Because I don't want to ignore it, because I've been ignoring it the entire time. We're going to quickly run through the NBA bracket. I don't know much about the NBA. I don't watch the NBA. I understand that the intro just said we cover Red Sox and Celtics. We don't cover Celtics. We didn't make the lyrics. It was an AI thing, okay? We tried to change it to the Bruins. We're going to try to redo that song with that specific cadence. We'll see how it goes. Anywho, yeah. The best team in the NBA is the Celtics. They beat the Heat in 5 games.
Okay.
I beat the Heat. That's funny. The Cavs held off the Magic to win in 7 games, so the Celtics play the Cavs in the second round. The Pacers knocked off and, I guess, quote-unquote, upset the Bucks in 6 games to move to the second round. They'll play the 2-seed Knicks, who beat the Sixers in 6 games. So Celtics-Cavs in the second round and Pacers-Knicks in the second round. Knicks actually already have 1-0 in that series as of current press time at roughly about 1 o'clock on Tuesday, May 7th. The Thunder, who were the 1-seed in the Western Conference, swept the Pelicans in 4 games. They moved on to the second round. They play the winner of the 4-5 matchup of the Clippers and the Mavs, which the 5-seed Mavs won in 6 games. So Thunder-Mavs in round 2. Timberwolves swept the Suns, which is a surprise to some people. They're the 3-seed right now. And the Nuggets, the 2-seed, who won the title last year, beat the Lakers in 5 games. And currently right now, the 3-seed Timberwolves are up 2 games to none on the defending champion Denver Nuggets. I picked Thunder and Celtics in the finals, and I picked the Celtics to win it all. That's my analysis for you. Okay. I'm sorry that I can't come with more analysis for you. But if I'm going to be real with you, I don't really follow basketball, and I do apologize. Maybe I should, but it's never really been an MO on this show, and we kind of just follow it when it's like NBA like finals time.
Yeah.
Like, I acknowledge it, but I don't follow it, and I won't be in depth with it as much as I will be with the NHL. So that's on me, and I do apologize.
Everybody has their sports. That's how we are.
Christ, we're not even talking about the Red Sox. We're not talking about the Patriots draft or any of that stuff. Quickly, the Red Sox have been playing okay, and the Patriots had what I thought was a fairly good draft. And if you didn't catch it, it's still probably on Netflix. It just happened this past Sunday. Tom Brady roast, which I heard was very good.
Oh, yeah.
And I heard some of the jokes were quite good. All right, let's get down to the meat and potatoes here, the grit. So we're going to start the Western Conference and work our way to the East because we're going to save the Bruins series for last.
Okay.
Oilers defeated the Kings in 5 games. It's the 3rd time in a row. The last 3 seasons that the Oilers have knocked the Kings out of the first round. No surprise there. The combination of McDavid and Draisaitl, just too much for the Kings to overcome. So maybe the Kings will get lucky next year and not draw the Oilers in the first round. The Canucks defeated the Predators in 6 games. A lot of people thought the Canucks could be in trouble after losing their starting goaltender, Thatcher Demko, who was listed as week-to-week going into this Canucks-Oilers series. The Canucks do have home ice advantage. Their series starts Wednesday, which would be already have happened by now because of the time this show comes out, unless you post the show today.
I'm probably going to post this one today, honestly.
Okay, well, then the show, the game will be on tomorrow at 10 o'clock, so there you go. I do have Oilers winning that series because I already... All the teams I picked, by the way, I made my brackets fine through the first round. No upsets.
Oh, okay.
Which I was happy about. Avalanche knocked off the Jets. The Jets had a good regular season, but the Avalanche were just too much for them, and they dominated them in five games. And to move on to the second round, to play the Dallas Stars, who were down two games to none and had a very good back-and-forth series with Vegas. They were down 2-0 after losing the first two at home. Then they won the next two, including an overtime game against Vegas in Vegas to tie the series at 2, won at home in Game 5, lost in Game 6, and then won Game 7 at home in a very close game. Mm. So they knock out the defending Stanley Cup champs. So we have a new Stanley Cup winner this year, which will be nice.
Nice.
So, yeah, Western Conference will be Stars, Avs, and Canucks, Oilers. I picked, I think I've predicted Stars and Oilers to move on to the next rounds, which is conceivable.
Yeah.
In the Eastern Conference, the Hurricanes dispatched the Islanders in five games. Not really much of a surprise there. And the Rangers, who were the President's Trophy team, so curse, curse on you, swept the Capitals in four games. Again, not a surprise there. Rangers currently up one game to none on the Hurricanes. Their game is today, if you're posting it today. Their game will be today, game two.
Okay.
Panthers defeated the Lightning in five games. Not much of a surprise there. And, of course, the team that we're going to talk about a little bit, the Bruins defeating the Maple Leafs in seven games. I also found out that the Bruins could have made dubious history yet again because if they would have blown this series to the Leafs, this would have been the first time in North American sports history that a team blew a 3-1 series lead in back-to-back seasons.
Oh, wow.
So not only were we on the list, we could have been on the list of, that would be, we would have been the first team to do that. We were the we're one of only like four or five teams that are on the list of being reverse swept, being up 3-0, and then losing the series.
Jeez.
I'm like, oh, thank God.
Yeah, there. That was a sketchy...
As far as the series goes... The Bruins obviously played well in Game 1. They played okay in Game 2 with Allmark in net. Games 3 and 4, they won with Sway in net. Lost Game 5, lost Game 6, obviously won Game 7 in overtime on a beautiful pass by Lindholm, and Marner just came on the ice and didn't see Pasta passing on the right side of the lane and flew right past him and got the tiniest little hole that Samsonov gave to him about the size of a puck. And because Pasta is Pasta, he put it in that tiny little spot.
Yep, and that's what you're supposed to do when you're getting the big bucks.
Not to mention he got called out by his coach, and he responded in kind. So
yeah.
The officiating in that whole series for both sides was shit. There were bad calls that went against the Bruins. There were bad calls that went against the Leafs. There were missed calls that went for the Bruins. There were missed calls against the Leafs. It could have went either way. If you're a Leafs fan, you have to be upset with the fact that your team couldn't muster more than three goals. You did it once in the seven games. Every other game, you scored two or less, and that's not great.
Yeah.
The Bruins scoring their .1 goal in Game 6, I guess, caused an injury to Joseph Woll. Otherwise, Joseph Woll would have played in Game 7. So instead of having to place a goaltender who had only given up two goals against you, or against him, I guess, they got to play Samsonov.
But to Samsonov's credit, he didn't let anything in on that last game, except for the two goals.
Well, obviously, yeah. But, I mean, you're talking about Joseph Woll, who the Bruins had a hard time figuring out. And Boston lost the two games Joseph Woll started.
Yeah.
And now you're not playing him in Game 7. Now you're playing Samsonov. And Matthews was beat up and, you know.
Yeah, there's some shit going on for their team.
Right. So.
But in the same sense, the Bruins did play a really gritty game.
History repeats itself. For the fourth time in now 11 years, the Bruins and the Leafs played a seven-game series. Three of the four of those, the Bruins had a 3-1 series lead, and in all of those, the Bruins blew the lead, only to win in Game 7 at home. Two games were played in overtime, and obviously Boston won both of them. The only other one was in 2019, where the Leafs had a 3-2 series lead. Boston won in Game 6 in Toronto, and then won at home in Game 7 and waxed the Leafs. So the Leafs have a lot of thinking they have to do on their end because it sounds like Sheldon Keefe's going to get fired, their head coach. Their president, Brandon Shanahan, will probably get fired because he's been around for a while. And you've 7 out of the last 8 years you made the playoffs. You have only made it past the first round once with all that talent. That's not good. Rumors that Mitch Marner might get traded or moved out. He wants to stay, but you got to figure out what you're going to do. You could, I mean, obviously, if you can make a crazy trade where maybe you trade with a team like Nashville, you trade Mitch Marner to Nashville, maybe you can try to get a UC Saros back. Then you've got solid goaltending because Samsonov is not coming back.
Mm, no.
I mean, do you trust Joseph Woll as your number one goaltender? Like, he was good. Don't get me wrong, but I don't know.
Yeah. And
that's not my team. That's not my problem. It's just stuff that I hear.
Their problem.
Right. So, and then, of course, you know, Bruins and Panthers played last night, which if you're putting this out, people will understand. But anywho, Bruins-Panthers game one. People were like, well, the Panthers have had a week off. The Bruins just played 48 hours ago. The Bruins going to be jet lagged. The Panthers going to be rusty. And the first period was kind of a feeling out thing. And obviously, you know, the Bruins were up 3-1 last year and had the greatest regular season in NHL history and then blew it in seven games to the Panthers. And it's just the Bruins want revenge. Mm-hmm. Most of the players from last year are still on this team. They know what's up. They're pissed that they should have beaten this fucking team last year, and they didn't.
Yeah.
And they made a statement last night. They won 5-1. Yeah. Mason Lowry scored a nasty snipe goal. Morgan Geekie got a good rebound goal, which people complained should have been goalie interference, but I went, no, the fucking goaltender reached his stick out to poke check and trip the Bruins player, so that's not his fault. He fell into him.
Yeah.
Carlo, brand new baby boy, and the same day, snipes a goal that Bob had no chance of seeing.
Yeah.
You're off the case, Bobrovsky. Brazu with an amazing goal. And then, of course, you know, DeBrus puts the nail in the coffin with the empty net. But yeah.
And what the crazy part about that game was is that in the second period when the Panthers scored their first goal, I said, oh, here we go.
Yeah.
I said, here we go. And in my mind, I was like, this is not going to be good.
Yeah. And then did you see at the end of the game how many empty seats there were? Did you see the picture that I sent to you guys? The amount of empty seats was ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people
left after a few goals.
Fake-ass fans. Fake-ass fair-weather pink-hat fucking fans. This is why Florida does not belong, and there's no hockey. No. Hockey should not belong in the Sun Belt. I'm sorry. No.
No.
That's some bullshit.
Yeah.
If your team was winning, y'all would have been there. Your team gets waxed. And I'm not saying that every franchise doesn't do it, but come on now.
And that's the
for
thing.
For it to empty out that much that quick.
Yeah, that means a lot of people just got up and left after.
Right, right.
Honestly, and you know what? To their credit, after like being down 4-1 and then having that nail in the coffin, I would have just got up and left too.
Yeah, but at that point, there's 5 minutes left in the game. What are you going to do? Beat traffic because everybody else is leaving at the same time? You might as well just sit there and deal with it.
Yeah. But then you got to wallow in your self-pity.
So what? It's one game. Guess what? It's not a football game. So if it was a one-game series, then the Bruins would be moving on to the conference finals.
True.
They're not. There's still plenty of time left. Florida can figure their shit out. They can get back on track for game two. Same with Boston. And Boston, obviously, I'm glad they won. I'm like, okay, fine. At worst, we're going to be 1-1 going back to Boston. We've stolen home ice from the Panthers. If we can win game two, now the pressure's on Florida now to have to win two games in Boston.
Yeah, and that's going to be tough.
And you never know. Boston could clean sweep the Panthers. I know the Panthers, you know, took the Lightning out in five games. Boston's just running on adrenaline right now, and fucking Swayman's in, like, 2011 Tim Thomas mode right now.
Yeah.
Like, he's on another planet right now.
Yeah.
And good goaltending can save you. And if Boston's getting secondary scoring from lower tier defensemen and bottom six forwards and the top guys aren't doing anything, y'all in trouble.
Yeah. And that's the thing too. Like you said, there's a lot going into this team. And like you said, goaltending can save the game.
Right.
And that's where like you could see like Swayman was having fun.
Oh yeah.
Even during like the heated moments.
Yeah.
Like he was having fun. He was smiling the whole time.
Right.
I'm like, that's cool.
That's what you have to do. You have to stay loose. You got to be, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I respect that.
Where are we at?
15 minutes.
I told you it was going to be a short episode.
Yeah, it's a short episode. It's okay. It's just a little snippet for people to hear what's going on. You
just want to, you know, throw out some quick hockey stuff and let you know where we're at because, you know, we just did a really long episode that we have in the vault.
Yeah.
It'll be out eventually.
Oh, I'm sure it will.
It's a Reddit post called Am I the Asshole? So look for that out in a future episode whenever we're not able to get together.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I've got Bruins winning this series. I think obviously Boston's going to win. Obviously, I want Boston to win. I have it in six games. So we'll see. I mean, if it's a sweep, then I'm fine with that too. I don't care.
Yeah. I mean, and that's the thing, too. Like, I want Boston to obviously sweep. I mean, in the long run, it would be great to just be able to watch them just dominate a team that last year knocked them out. But in the same sense, that whole ideology of the battle-tested team, I think, played a factor into the game.
Well, either way, if Boston wins this series and moves on to the conference final, they're going to be the road team because both the Rangers and Carolina have more points than the Bruins.
Mm.
There aren't too many teams that the Bruins have more points than. If they play Colorado, they would have home ice advantage. If they play Dallas, they would not. If they play Edmonton, they'd have home ice advantage. And if they play Vancouver, I think Vancouver's got more wins. They have the same amount of points, but I think Vancouver might get it over them.
Mm.
So I guess we'll see.
Yeah.
But obviously, you know, the Bruins' next game is Wednesday night, 7:30.
Yeah.
So looking forward to game two. And then obviously take all that. I mean, Christ, this series could be over by Sunday. If they can keep playing the way they were playing last night and Florida keeps playing the way they were playing and they can't figure out Swayman, this series could be over on Mother's Day and it would be a Mother's Day sweep.
Yeah, it could be, yeah.
Leading to the next round against either Carolina or the Rangers, in which, you know, let's talk about that.
I was going
to
ask you, who would you rather see the Bruins play out of those two? Because in my philosophy, the Rangers are like a freight train from hell. Like, they have been doing really good recently. And, you know, you got, was it Shesterkin?
Yeah.
And Quick?
Yeah. Well, Shesterkin obviously would be the guy. I do want to see something here. Hold on just a
second. Okay.
Gosh darn second here. I picked Boston in six and you picked Boston in six and you picked the Rangers in seven. You have Boston and the Rangers in the finals. That's fun. Hold on a minute. I may just do some quick research here. So the Bruins lost to the Rangers 7-4, so they're 0-1 there. I just want to see when they played each team, like how many wins and losses they have.
Yeah. But we also know playoff hockey is different than regular season hockey.
No, I do understand that, yes. All right, so let's see. So they're 0-2 against the Rangers now. So they lost 7-4. They lost 2-1. Still not seeing a Carolina game. What is happening here?
Uh-oh.
I know they didn't play Carolina that much, so...
Yeah.
They lost 3-2 to Carolina. So that's not great. All right.
Carolina has always given us issues in the past, though.
Yes, I know. Okay. Lost again 5-2 to the Rangers. So the Rangers seem to have our number this year. Do we seriously only play the Hurricanes a couple times? Beat the Hurricanes 4-1. Lost 4-1. All right, so we're 0-3 against the Rangers this year.
Beat
us 7-4, 2-1, and 5-2. We lost to the Hurricanes 3-2. We beat them 4-1, and then they beat us 4-1. So honestly, I mean, if you're looking at like stats right now, let me just go to. Hold on a second. If you're going to base it off the teams, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, here's what we're messing with here, right? So, the Hurricanes have Svechnikov, they have Nachos, they have Jarvis, they have Noenson, they have Jake Gensel, they have Martinook, they have Teravainen, they have Jordan Staal, they have Sebastian Aho, they have Kuznetsov, then of course they got Burns, Slavin, D'Angelo, Shea, they got Dmitry Orlov that we had last year, they have Freddie Anderson, who we are familiar with, and they have Chekhov. So they have a pretty solid club. And then obviously the Rangers, on the flip side, have Roslovic, Alexi Lafreniere, Kaapo Kakko, Matt Rempe, who's going to be their kind of grit guy, Chris Kreider, Panarin, VC, Zibanejad, Trocheck, Barkley Goodrow. I know they have Blake Wheeler, but it looks like he's currently injured right now. Mm. They have Adam Fox, top defenseman, Lindgren, Keandre Miller, Braden Schneider, Gustavsson, Truba, who's their captain, and then, of course, Shesterkin. Honestly, I mean, I want to go through the best of the best.
Yeah. So
give me the President's Trophy winning Rangers. I feel like that's probably what the league would prefer, because you have a Boston-New York market in a conference finals for the winner to go to the Stanley Cup final. It's an original six matchup.
You know, I kind of agree with that. I think it would be...
I don't think you want a Boston-Carolina series. It might be what you get. Last year was Florida-Carolina, and I don't think viewership probably was as high as it would have been if it was,
like Boston-New York.
Boston and New York, right.
Yeah. Right.
You want... they always want the bigger markets, Boston and New York, Boston and Montreal, Los Angeles and Chicago, Detroit and Pittsburgh. Like, I mean, I know Pittsburgh's not a huge market, but as far as a fan base goes, they're pretty big. So yeah. Also, too, of the teams that are left in these finals, in these playoffs, the Panthers have never won the Stanley Cup. They've been twice. They've never won. The Bruins haven't won since 2011. The Rangers haven't won since 94. The Hurricanes have not won since 2006. The Stars haven't won since 99. The Avs just won in what, 2012? No, don't say 2012. 2020, sorry. 2022. Sorry.
Yeah, 2022.
2022. Because then 2023 was last year. That was Vegas.
Vegas, yeah.
And then obviously 2024 is this year.
Yeah.
So, and then you've got Vancouver, who's never won a cup, but last was there in 2011. And then Edmonton hasn't won a cup since 1990 and hasn't been there since 06 when they played Carolina.
Yeah. So most of the teams except devoid of the Avalanche.
Yeah. So if the Avs get bounced by the Stars, somebody who hasn't won the Stanley Cup in a really long time is going to be in the finals.
Wow.
There will be at least one Canadian team left in the Final Four between whoever wins the Vancouver-Edmonton series.
Yeah.
So, we'll see. And obviously, except for the Avs not outdoing the Jets in the regular season, and the Jets having like an 8-game winning streak to end the season and then losing in 5 games, the Avs probably would have been the 2 seed, and all the 1 and 2 seeds made it out of their respective areas.
Yeah.
And as far as points go, quickly too, Boston's playing a team with 110 points. They finished with 109. The Rangers and the Carolina Hurricanes, 114 for the Rangers, 111 for Carolina. Mm-hmm. Dallas at 113, Colorado at 107, Vancouver at 109, Edmonton at 104. So everybody has over 100 points. Every team is just disgusting.
That's like 2K numbers right there. Yeah. It's like, how many teams can get to 100 points?
Right, right.
I mean, granted, though, a lot of the teams in the finals were over 100 points.
Right, but that just goes to show you that there's sometimes parity in the NHL where it's like, oh, this random team, like Cinderella team, upset. There's no Cinderella teams this year.
No.
These are all the big hitters.
Yeah. Any of the Cinderella teams that were not doing great got stomped out.
Even if Toronto would have beaten Boston, Toronto's not a Cinderella team. They would have... The only Cinderella team that I would have expected would have been probably the Islanders and maybe Washington.
Yeah.
Outside of that, no. So, that being said, shorter episode.
Yeah, we got to about 25 minutes.
That's fine.
Not too bad.
You can go ahead and read the socials.
Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are the Wicked Case Podcast, streaming on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts.
You didn't say tune in.
I was waiting.
Tune in and Deezer.
I was going to... No, you got to... I was going to see how long you could hold off for the Deezer part.
No.
No, couldn't even hold off. No. Wow. All right. Well, and wherever you get all major podcasts, as well as YouTube.
TBD.
TBD. Phone number 774-764-9074. That's 774-764-9074. Email thewickedks at gmail.com. Website
www.thewickedks.com.
You read it off, Dan.
I was trying to harmonize with you.
Oh, okay. You want to harmonize?
Yeah.
Okay. Socials, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter X. At the Wicked KS. Patreon.com/WickedKS.
$3 a month. Cup of coffee. Hope this was like a shining moment for you. Come play with us here.
Yeah.
Let's get wicked. Peace and love, y'all.
Let's get wicked.
Wicked pisser.
Yeah.